And I'm joined as well up in the booth now by Iron Mountain Gold's co-manager, Jeff McLean. Now, coach, you guys take the early lead, go down big as Niagara hits a grand slam. They're feeling themselves. They go up 6-2. Talk about the response from your guys. What was the message in the dugout for ahead of that top of the fifth? And what do you give the credit for this comeback?
Well, I mean, my credit goes to the kids. You know, they've played a lot of baseball. They've been down before, and they, the senior guys on the team, the 19-year-olds like Sawyer you mentioned, they just said keep grinding, guys. You know, we knew we were going to get to them. We only scored two runs, and we knew the offense that we had on this team is capable of scoring a lot more than that. So, you know, we just kind of took some pitches, and I think we were a little bit jumpy early on in the game. We were swinging at pitches probably a little early in the count that I didn't really think we should. And, we just kind of started playing our game. But, kudos to the kids. Like I said, they never lost focus, and, I thought they thought we could do it. So it was great.
Absolutely. And you talk about giving out kudos. How about Isaac Lorenzoni? I mean, to start out so dominant on the mound, strike out five of the first six batters he faces. When you get a game started like that, I mean, what does that do for the confidence of a young team like this?
Well, it's huge. You know, Isaac is, I always say he's a bulldog. He's probably one of our top pitchers. And, he strikes guys out. He gets guys out. He's kind of intimidating up there on the mound. But as a coach, it's so tough to take a guy out at 40-some pitches when he's, like you mentioned, he's grooving like that. But, it just sets the mindset for the game when you got a kid out there throwing like that. But once again, kudos to him. He pitched outstanding. And, I thought we were a little rocky there after that. But other than that, I thought all the kids kind of, participated pretty well. So I was happy with it.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, I heard you telling the guys after the game, this was a real 16-player win today. Kind of, well, what did you mean by that, and what does it mean to you to get this tournament started and so early in the season? So many guys getting opportunities to contribute and then coming through and doing so on the field.
Yeah, like I said in the opening, there's so many guys on here. Every one of these guys could start on any team. Half these guys are all conference players in their respective conferences in high school. So we just talk about being ready and being prepared to come in when your time comes. And tonight I thought they did that. And the 16-game thing, we have 16 players on the team. And, every single guy today, either he made a catch, he made a throw, he made a bunt, or he had a steal. They contributed to that victory today. So, I'm super proud of the boys today. It was excellent.
And coach, still got one more game ahead of you today against Gladstone. I guess technically at Gladstone. We're playing on Gladstone's field. How do you keep the momentum from this game rolling into their next game in a couple hours?
Well, I mean, obviously get something to eat and stay cool. But, just keep the positiveness from the win. It was a bit, like you said, it was a nice comeback win for us. So that's going to help. But as far as Gladstone goes, they're a solid team. They're probably as good as they come. They bunt well. They do everything well. And we're going to have our hands full against a team like that tonight. So we look forward to it, though.
All right, coach. Well, thank you so much for your time. And congratulations on the win here in the opener of the Johnson Tournament.
All right, thanks a lot.